Pokemon Go is a free augmented reality mobile game on iOS and Android where the main goal is to catch Pokemon in your neighborhood.
The operative word here is free, but some scammers are working to convince players that there is a cost involved.
Especially if they have diehard fans that are on their phones, they're going to possibly get an email that says, I'm glad that you've been enjoying the game, but now you're going to have to pay for it because it's not going to be free anymore.
Tammy Ward is with the Better Business Bureau in Pensacola. The standard pitch is an email claiming you owe $12.99 per month to help them buy more powerful servers, and your bank account will be frozen if you don't pay up.
Totally bogus. It is a free app that you can get. The other thing that they need to watch out for is when it first came out, and it could be still out there, there are some fake apps. So they want to make sure to read and make sure that they are actually getting the real thing when they download it to their phone.
There's a link to click on in the email to log on to an app store and purchase the so-called full version of the game. But Ward says that's not part of the official app store that's run by Niantic Labs, Pokemon Go's originator.
It'll have all of the security information, the privacy information that you'll have to agree to, and the fake app will probably not even give you any kind of information. It'll just let you go ahead and download it and probably not even have to agree to anything.
There's also the possibility that downloading this and other scams can result in malware on your phone or mobile device getting into your contacts and other information.
We keep so much on our phone these days, even our passwords to other information, and especially now that we can do our mobile banking. So you want to be really careful, and you also want to make sure that you have an antivirus on your phone as well as your regular computer.
And Ward says this is neither the first nor the only Pokemon Go scam going.
Someone got a hold of the fact that they could possibly beta test. And so they were putting things out there and saying, hey, you know, click on here and you can beta test. And that was just not the real deal, basically. It was a fake version.
And as long as the app remains popular, scammers will invent new ways to fool players. It's the latest in a long line of phishing schemes, but there are ways to spot them. First up, be wary of any surprise emails that have links or attachments.
If it's coming from a company, there should be a company actual name in the email address. Sometimes you'll see it'll have the name, but the actual email address will not have the company address on it. It'll have something else or even, you know, an individual person's name. It won't be a company name. It won't be a real address.
Also be watchful of generic emails, which scammers use to cast a wide net by including little or no information. The BBB's Tammy Ward says that especially goes for messages from companies with which you've never done business.
There's just so many ways of someone spoofing is what they call it, and they can, you know, make it look like a real email. If you get something, don't click on a link, especially if there's a link and they tell you to click on there or to call the phone number that's there. If you're doing business with this person or you know this person personally, go ahead and use a different form of communication with them just to make sure that it's real.
More information is available at BBB.org, which reminds everyone,
if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.